Even the best of people die. There is physical death, but the Bible teaches that there is also a second death, that is, a spiritual death. So there are two deaths because people are dual beings. That's right. Life is spiritual. It comes from an eternal divine spirit that we have been taught to call God. But life is housed in this world in a physical being, a physical body. Christians believe that physical death is a door that leads to the possession of their full reward. The second death is avoided by the faithful Christian. Mount Nebo is remembered as the last resting place of Moses, the servant of God. Standing on the western hills above the Dead Sea, one can easily see the lofty heights of this famous mountain across on the eastern side of the Dead Sea. The mountain rises to the height of 2,740 feet above sea level, but that means it is 4,030 feet above the surface of the Dead Sea. It is part of a range of mountains mentioned in the Bible in Numbers 33, verse 47. The account of the death and burial of Moses can be found in Deuteronomy 31, verses 1 through 8, and also in chapter 34. Well, the life of Moses is divided into three periods of 40 years each. It began with his birth to a poor and enslaved family, and then moves to the romantic scene of the floating cradle and the Egyptian princes who rescued that cradle from the River Nile. Amid the luxuries and splendor of the royal court, Moses grew up and received his training. Tradition has it that Moses was being prepared to become the next Pharaoh of Egypt, but he sympathized and sided with his real people, the enslaved children of Israel. At the age of 40, he broke away from royal favor. He fled to the land of Midian, where he lived the life of a lonely shepherd. At the age of 80, the quietness of the shepherd life was broken by a divine call which came from a burning bush, a bush that burned but was not consumed. Moses responded to that call, and after 40 years of almost superhuman effort, he guided his people to the border of the Promised Land. Though he fulfilled the divine mission, Moses failed to realize his personal ambition of entering into the land and making it his home. He died in mysterious solitude and was buried by the secret hand of God. Jewish tradition says that God kissed him and he fell asleep. No other mortal has been so honored in death. According to Jude, verse 9, the archangel Michael was given responsibility of protecting Moses' body. When the final hour came to Moses, his thoughts were not of himself, but of his people. He prepared for his death with encouraging and comforting words. The whole book of Deuteronomy is given by Moses to the people just prior to his ascending up to Mount Nebo. He provided the people with a competent leader to complete his work. His name was Joshua. Moses said to Joshua, "Be strong and of good courage." Then the historian records, "Moses went up." Perhaps on the side of the mountain, Moses paused for a last lingering look at his people encamped there in the valley below. From the summit of the mount, he was able to view the landscape of the Promised Land. He looked toward the south where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had spent much of their lives. He looked north to the snow-capped Mount Hermon in the far north. The Bible tells us that his vision was clear. He was above the mist, and his eyes were undimmed. Here Moses fell asleep and was laid to rest, and no man knows the location of his sepulcher. In this we can see the wisdom of God. If the site had been known, it might very well have become a place of idolatrous worship. That's right. The death of Moses reminds us that death is universal. Even good men die. And many times, good men die without accomplishing all that they dreamed of. Moses also teaches us how to die, that is, without a murmur or complaint. It is said that a good man knows how to die as well as to live. To God's people, death is but the door that leads to an existence that will be welcomed and appreciated by those who pass through the door. Moses was denied earthly Canaan because of sin, but it is certain that he entered through that door into God's great spiritual realm. That's right. In Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 5, we meet up with Moses once again. The historian there tells us that Jesus took with him Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Luke tells us that they were talking about his decease in Jerusalem. Well, Peter says to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when a bright cloud overshadowed them all, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Arise, have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Matthew 17, verses 1 through 8. Yes, Moses had climbed Mount Nebo 1,400 years before this meeting with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses appeared in the same glory as was Jesus. Should we feel sorry for Moses because he did not enter the promised land? Well, we're sorry that in one instance he did not follow God's command. We may be sorry that Moses did not accomplish what he had always dreamed of. But don't you think Moses was extremely happy with God's choice to bring him home to the spirit world? The great prophet Elijah was also there in that meeting with Jesus. He had been transported from the earth by a fiery chariot that had swooped down and split asunder the old prophet from the younger one who was walking side by side with him down the road. No time for farewells. Elijah was gone, and the younger man Elisha saw it. Evidently, Elijah did not die. At least not like other people die, but he was changed. We see him standing there with Moses and Jesus in the glory of the Lord. Well, death is a tremendous, troubling experience for those of us left behind. The vacuum left by the passing of a loved one can be such a great heartache. But for those who die in the Lord Jesus, death is a needed step, and it is a door of opportunity. That's right. We wonder what existence is like on the other side of death. Moses became a timeless individual after passing through the door of death. Will we be like Moses? Will we be like he appeared to be on the Mount of Transfiguration 1,400 years after his death? 1,400 years later, Moses is still in existence. He is still Moses. He has his same personality. He has his same personhood. He was standing on that mountain in the promised land with the promised Savior. Moses himself had predicted the coming of Christ. That's right. It reads in Deuteronomy, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen, just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, 'Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire any more, lest I die.' And the Lord said to me, 'They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him.'" Deuteronomy 18. Verses 15 to 19. Isn't it interesting that God had to say the same thing on the Mount of Transfiguration to Peter? "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And when God spoke, Peter, James, and John's reaction to the voice of God was the same as were the people's reaction in Moses' day. That's right. They fell on their faces and were terrified. They did not look up again until Jesus had touched them and said, "Arise and don't be afraid." Don't you know that this scene jogged Moses' memory. Don't you know he recalled that same thing happening during his day, the people being so afraid of the voice of God that they desired that he talk only to Moses and then Moses could speak to them in human terms? The Bible says that Christ tasted death for every man, Hebrews 2, verse 9. He tasted death also for Moses and Elijah. That's right. And Moses and Elijah could stand in glory with the Lord Jesus because of what the Lord Jesus was about to do in the city of Jerusalem, about which they were talking. Jesus died for all, that everyone who believes and obeys the gospel can live like we see Moses and Elijah living, a timeless existence. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, Hebrews 2 says, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. Hebrews 2, 14-15. The Bible teaches that the death of God's people is precious in his sight. Psalm 116, verse 15. We all may not think that now is a good time to die. After all, there are many more things on our bucket list. There are children and grandchildren who need us. And then there is that wonderful spouse that we would really hate to leave behind. Moses may have had thoughts like that because he too had sons and grandchildren. He also had all those people of Israel whom he had led across the wilderness for 40 years. Moses also knew what God had showed him about the unfaithfulness of those people in the future. Wouldn't he have loved to stay around and show later generations the way to follow God? Well, in effect he did, by writing down what God told him to write. And so he left his legacy in the pages of Scripture, God communicating through him to even later generations who would listen and follow. But no, Moses could not stay. God called him on to his timeless existence with God. There certainly is no doubt but that Moses was happy with God's decision. When God calls home the faithful Christian, there is no doubt but that God's decision will make us extremely happy. Death is a door that leads to great rewards. Are you ready for that door to be opened to you?